This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Wallerson. John and Sarah from Mount Lebanon teaches business and technology classes at City Charter High School. He likes to push his students and himself to think about sustainability with books like David Orr's The Nature of Design.
It's a book that really challenges the way we look at things and starts to make us ask questions about not so much what to do, but what do we want? Should we build a certain thing? Well, before we just decide how to build it and where to build it, we should decide what is it that we want? Should we build it?
What kinds of things are we talking about?
He took a very broad look at it, which I like. He brings in examples early on of, for example, in the 70s, the Westerners went to Bali to help them with their agriculture, which they had been doing for centuries with, you know, the priest in the village making decisions as to who could plant and when and how much. So we came in with technology and the superiority and the sense of infallibility, and quickly we drove their agriculture into the ground. And so one of the things he likes to challenge is the idea that just because we can do something doesn't necessarily mean we should.
All right. Well, what else has been changing your thinking lately?
Other great book that I just picked up recently is Fast and Slow Thinking, David Kahneman. And this is a book that, again, challenges the way we think. It challenges it even in more kind of minute detail. He shows us how we think we know things that we really don't. We assume we have great confidence in our decisions and our ideas and what we know, what we remember, and how, in fact, we really aren't as infallible as we think when we think. There's a emotional brain. That's the gut reaction we have. And then there's a thinking brain. And the interplay between those two makes us subject to a lot of fallibilities that we tend not to recognize.
Right.
We can remember things that never happened if we're primed to remember them. If you read a list today of three names, made-up names, and then tomorrow you are asked to look at a list of important people and pick out important people, you will pick out that person and you can't remember why. But you'll pick that person out because your memory was primed.
So is there some evolutionary reason for that? Why do we do
that? Yeah, he actually points out early on the fast and slow thinking is that in most things, in a lot of things, we need to think quickly and not think at all. Those are those instinctual responses. And
this is sort of the Malcolm Gladwell thing.
Yeah, it would be. It would be similar. And the idea is you're going to just react before you even have to think about it. Slow thinking is we're lazy and we don't want to slow think. It requires us to stop, slow down, and really work on a problem intellectually in our mind. So we make all sorts of stupid decisions.
Well, it seems like the obvious problem is we live in a world that doesn't always encourage us to think carefully and slowly.
That's right. It doesn't. In fact, the marketers of the world know this all very, very well. Propagandists have done this for a very long time very, very well. You say something over and over again enough, people will start to believe it. We've been made to believe that we need to get things that we probably don't need. And if we ask ourselves, why am I even getting that? We might not.
And what are you looking forward to reading next? What's coming up?
The next book that I'm going to reread is Suburban Nation. Suburban Nation is a book that once again looks at our decisions we've made as a society about how we're building. And I've concerned greatly with sprawl and the impacts of that in terms of quality of life. It's a subtitle, The Rise of Sprawl and the Decline of the American Dream.
Yeah, I sense a theme here.
Yeah, these are my great concerns, really kind of float around sustainability.
How do you teach sustainability to business students?
The way I teach sustainability to business students is I tend to just put out, always challenge a tenet of business. So one may be we're teaching economics and talking about growth and the value of growth and the impact of growth on employment. But then I'll always ask students, okay, so that's all sounds good. What would be the downside? What could be the downside? And I really try to just teach them to think, ask the questions more than the answers, because I don't have many of the answers that are needed, but I wanted to at least say, just because something is proposed as good, we should think about what might not be so good about it.
Well, John, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure to come in.
John and Sarah teaches at City Charter High School. You'll find his book picks and more at WESA.FM. Thanks for listening.